from the Career Opportunities Archives. This is Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook, for September 23rd, 2005. Today's column, Change Everything. What did you do the last time you were looking for a new job? Did you try to find another job that was exactly like the previous one? Did you use the same resume and cover letters to apply for new positions? If so, then you probably did yourself and your career no favors. The next time you decide to go looking, you'll want to use the opportunity to search out new types of jobs and, perhaps, even a new career. If you go looking for the same old job, you're very likely to find it. I was very serious when I used the word opportunity. While looking for a new job can be stressful, it also offers up opportunities to learn about yourself and your desires. When you're in a decent job, you often settle in, ignoring both problems and challenges that could lead you to something better. You don't want to think about major changes in your career again. You just went through all that. Of course, what happens if an even better opportunity presents itself soon after? Do you simply ignore it, or do you go after it? In almost every case, you should be reaching out for new opportunities, even if you just move jobs. The freedom to pursue new opportunities, no matter when they might arise, is an important part of career satisfaction. Those workers who feel they have no other choice, no way out, are truly trapped in their jobs. Feeling trapped often leads to a wide variety of exploitation and abuse. You're not going to complain about long hours, no overtime pay, or other issues if you fear you might not be able to find another job. The truth is, though, everyone has the ability to find a new job, usually one better than the one they have. You need to be constantly watching and listening, though, for those opportunities to come along. While you may not change jobs this week, this month, or even this year, you should still explore any opportunity that comes your way. To do otherwise is a disservice to both you and your career. More after this. Be sure to sign up for the upcoming TechPodcast.com Roundtable on September 24th. Just visit TechPodcast.com. We'll be using GoToMeeting while we discuss podcast media hosting with several special guests, including Peter York from DownloadRadio.org. Peter will share his knowledge of advanced BitTorrent, and we'll show you how to make weblogs podcast-ready. Also, be sure to check out GoToMeeting. You can hold your meetings right over the net from anywhere. Plus, you can hold all the meetings you want for one flat rate. To get your free 30-day trial, visit gotomeeting.com/techroundtable. Again, that's gotomeeting.com/techroundtable. So what form might these new opportunities take? In many cases, the opportunities that present themselves will be in entirely new areas of work. Perhaps you'll find a management position after all these years in the trenches. Maybe you'll find a position in web design instead of programming. You might even leave high tech altogether. Are you prepared for these possibilities? Will you be able to think clearly about these new opportunities, or will you simply turn away? If you want to get out of the routine of a typical high tech career, you need to think about these questions now, so you're better able to evaluate opportunities in the future. With so many possibilities, you might wonder how to get started. You should begin with those areas that already hold an interest for you. Maybe you've already been talking to friends about programming, web design, or IT work. If some specific area interests you, start to investigate what it requires and what opportunities might be available, both within your company and without. The simple act of considering your options might just turn up a hidden opportunity on its own. This exercise also conditions you to be more open to any different opportunities that come your way. Finally, take your thinking even farther. Do you want to continue to work in high tech at all? Could you find a new job that allows you to combine your high tech skills with some other interest or hobby? If you really love music, search out opportunities to apply those skills at a music-related company. Does medicine interest you? How about an IT job working for a laboratory or a drug manufacturer? Do you like to be outdoors? How about positions with a scientist or researcher specializing in biology or ecology? How about working for the Forest Service? The possibilities are truly endless if you don't stop looking and if you don't limit yourself to specific areas of work. You should treat every job search as an opportunity to explore new worlds. You might be very surprised at what you find. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwrite.com/career. WelchWrite.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website. You can also call our listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, and others. You'll find a link for these and more on the website. This show is a production of WelchWrite.com, WelchWrite.com.